Hey, temperatures at 93. This is Richard DeWedding of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 70 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome in. It's a Tuesday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the show with us this morning. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. If you want to email us, you can do that, wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build the five-star backyard, then Yellowwood would be your only choice. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer closest to you. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. All right. We'll be making picks later on this week. We'll talk a little bit about that and who's sponsoring it and all that. Doug's got his picks in, and maybe we'll copy his picks. I don't know. He seemed pretty confident, Chase, and what he put out yesterday. We tweeted all that out, or it's out on the X account, what Doug picked yesterday. Good morning, Dad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Am I correct in saying that, because it's been turned around so many times, I don't want to report anything wrong, that you could now go to the pros and come back? I thought they had changed that. What's the ruling on that, son?
Well,
I know. My point is, I was going to make the point about Lane Kiffin bringing somebody back from the pros.
Lane Kiffin's situation is a little bit different. You know, had the kid known that they were going to change the 5-5 rule, he may not have gone and, you know, signed with an NFL team. He had played 4 years.
Yeah, I see.
He didn't have another year, so he went on. He wasn't drafted, so he went to the NFL. I actually don't have that big of a problem with his. If he'd have known he had a fifth year, but they changed the rule after these guys, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But here's my question for our listeners and for me. What's the ruling? What is the ruling on the 5-on-5? What is the ruling? Because I was on. What is the ruling on it right now?
Well, the problem is right now is with the 2022s. Is that they're having certain judges say they can go, so you have to have a judge. But I think the rule is now if you sign a contract, a professional contract, then there's no going back. So no going back. But the 2022s are a little bit different because of the 5-5 rule, and so they're taking it to court saying, hey, I didn't get my fifth year, and the NCAA is not trying to give them their fifth year, and some judges are saying, yes, you can get your fifth year. So
that's my question for our listeners is, we don't know.
Clear as mud.
We've got two judges ruling different things. So when I get on here to say something, I don't want to say the wrong thing, and because I'm not sure, because the judges, when anytime you go to a new judge, you get to a new idea. So anyway, for our listeners, that's about as confusing as you can get. Florida's got a quarterback coming in from Georgia Tech with the OC. They think he's pretty good. Philo, whatever his name is, Aaron from Georgia Tech. The safety of Alabama got hurt. Alabama's got two good safeties behind him. He's out for Edwards kid, who I think was a freshman, is out for an indefinite period of time, which means that, you know, that's what it says, an indefinite period of time. And so we still have Hubbard back there, and the Keon's back there. So they've got pretty good safeties back there. But another injury for Alabama in there, getting ready with about practice number 15 or something like that. That's about it. The situation with Tennessee is that they're going to start a quarterback, a freshman quarterback, who was with them last year, a minority kid, and a good-looking kid, and he's going to be the starter for them. And they're picked a little bit below Alabama. Picking doesn't mean anything. Outside of that, of the $100 million that you got when you played in the FedEx Cup Golf, Scotty got $23 million. Bud Cauley from Alabama got $316,000. And JT got $282,000. So those are some things. Outside of that, I got a call yesterday from Max Howell. He's going to be on our show next week at 7:30. A lot of people like to hear that. I attended Joe Dean's funeral. Nice funeral, huge crowd. Saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in years. In fact, you know, when they come in towards your way, you're not even sure of their names sometimes. It's been so long for me. So anyway, service was nice, and they did a nice job with it. So that's about it for me, and Barry, take it with it.
Yeah, the one I don't understand is the R.J. Lewis Jr., who was the player of the year in the Big East with Rick Pitino. He gave up his next year, and he actually declared for the draft. So his situation's a little bit different. He declared for the draft. He could have gone back. He didn't declare for the draft. He wasn't drafted. He signed a two-way deal, and then a judge in Louisiana yesterday ruled him eligible for LSU. This kid was the Big East Player of the Year. And I think the SEC office is kind of disgusted with all this. They put out a statement last night. They've got the athletic directors and the presidents, I think, in Birmingham today. They were supposed to meet anyway, but this is going to be one of the major wow. topics about professional players. When you turn pro, you're a pro. No more coming back. And you know, the question is, does the SEC overrule what a judge says? And it sounds like LSU doesn't care what the SEC says. They're going to do whatever they want to do. So
well, the biggest problem we have with the whole thing is the judges are not familiar. I don't really know that much about what they're judging on. They're supposed to get some, you know, it happened that way occasionally with people talking in Trump's administration. But the judges are not really judges who are tuned in to college football or to the way of the world now as far as college athletics is concerned. And all of them have different opinions.
Yeah. And so just some things that we'll start doing. Max Howell coming back on, you know, that's the meaning of when that means football season's come. We'll always have Max to tell us what's for supper at the end of his segment. He likes to do a lot of cooking for hunters. And we've got Brian Harden Construction. I talked to Braxton last week, and we did some interchanging last night on the phone a little bit, not on the phone, on text or whatever. And, you know, he's taking over for his dad, obviously Brian, who passed away last year in a sad, sad deal, just tragically passed away. But he is the president, kind of carrying on the family business. And Brian was such a special person in this community. And Braxton, it's very important to him that they carry on Brian's legacy, he and his sister and all. And so he said, absolutely, you know, that's something that dad enjoyed doing, and I want to do it as well. So we appreciate Brian Harden Construction. We'll have another sponsor on a couple other shows here, and they do a lot for sports. And I know Brian and Cedric were pretty much best friends. So they were together when that tragic day happened. So we want to honor Brian Harden, and but Brian Harden Construction will do the Blue Plate Special this year. I'm going to pick as well. And we're y'all are gonna, they're going to make me keep my record as well. And it's going to be Hometown Kettle Corn, which is a local business here in town. And man, if you want some pork skins or popcorn to get yourself ready for the for football season, then go to the website or the Facebook page, Hometown Kettle Corn. Basically, you just will message him what you want, and he'll weigh it, give you exact price. Then they'll, if it's local, then he can meet you and get it to you. If you're not in Tuscaloosa and you need it mailed, then he'll work all that with you. But if you'll go to Hometown Kettle Corn, it will tell you about how to do all of that, how to get it sent. Man, that stuff, the pork skins are unbelievable if you want to get this stuff before football season starts. So we'll post our records each week. We got Doug, so we got a lot of picks coming for you later on this week. We'll try to do mine on Thursday and maybe do the blue plate on Friday. Brought to you by Brian Hart Construction. Unless there's a game that Dad wants to do that's on Friday. Well, I guess if it's on Friday, it still wouldn't matter. Unless it's a game he wants to do.
Unless they both pick the same game.
Yeah, so. Anyway, that could happen. But we appreciate those guys jumping on board with us for college football season. It should be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with it. And hopefully one of us gets hot this year and gets on a roll and maybe – just for entertainment purposes only, Chase, maybe somebody follows it around and wins a dollar or two, maybe. But if you think you're going to make a living gambling college football, you got another thing coming, because these guys in Vegas are experts. They are the best. So anyway, and even Nick Saban can't pick games. He's the worst. The guys that know the most don't pick very well. So maybe we don't know anything. Maybe we'll pick well this year. But that's a little bit of housekeeping there. We look forward to those guys being a great part of the show. All right, we'll take the first break. Then we'll open the phone lines, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTVC, it's the home of Alabama sports.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. President Trump's 50% tariff on many goods imported from Canada to Alabama could cost the state big. Alabama exports some $6 billion in goods to Canada each year. The tariffs will make a big cut in that number, and some Canadian politicians want to specifically target Alabama and other states that support Trump. That could result in a 20% loss in the state's economy. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more news. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not a whole lot. So we're looking at 2059. That is smooth sailing in between University and Joe Malisham and beyond. And we're also looking good on McFarland right now. It travels at posted speed.
Adult entree purchase. Plus, check out the new Big Game Headquarters menu featuring the affordable All-Stars. The Hillcrest Huddle at Bomb Hours Tuesdays on Tide 100.9 FM.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An uptick in the storm chances here as we head into the middle and latter half of the week. But today we hold on to sunshine. High temperatures 96. Clear and muggy tonight, low 74. Sunny conditions tomorrow with a high 95. And afternoon and evening storm chances. And more of the same as we move into Thursday with Thursday's high 93. Scattered storms on Friday. High temperatures at 93.
This is Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Alabama fans.
fans are all over the world, and we are too. Download the Tide 100.9 app right now in the App Store and Google Play, and take the Crimson Tide everywhere you go.
And welcome back to Inside Locker Room. Yellowwood, pressure treated pine from Great Southern. It doesn't have the yellow tag on it. You don't want it. The kid that was at St. John's that won the case, the judge, guys, was from East Baton Rouge Parish District, Judge Ronald Johnson. And basically they're saying he got hurt. He never actually played in a G League game. So what a mess. What a mess. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Good. Good.
Hey, that statement that came out yesterday from the SEC, where they talked to all the power brokers in the league, all the presidents and all that, that statement to me, that was pretty much verbatim what they issued back during the Charles Bediako escapade. I just wonder if y'all agree with me. It didn't move me at all, and it didn't move Nate Oates back then, and I'm sure it's not bothering Lane Kiffin too much now or any of the other coaches. Ryan Day came out pretty much yesterday and said that, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to scour the weeds, and if they can get a guy, they will too.
Well, even Kalen DeBoer said yesterday, yep, he didn't name the name, but he said – they're letting Greg Byrne handle it, and thing changes mm-hmm. daily. And there is one 2022 kid they're looking at. So, you know, Nick Saban's come out. I think he's right. I think this College Sports Act is why he's saying you got to get this thing passed. If you get this thing passed, mm-hmm. it takes care of pretty much probably about 80% of all the stuff that we're having to deal with mm-hmm. now. So I think there's going to be a humongous push to get this thing passed through so all this stuff can stop. If they don't get that passed through, then it's going to be chaos all the time, Philip.
It really is. It's going to be chaos for the next few years anyway, for sure. Yeah. I don't see that passing. I don't see them having any momentum right now, especially like we've been, and I won't rehash too much, especially with the midterms coming up and a lot of these politicians fighting for their political lives on other things. So that's just me. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Alabama's injuries a little bit. I feel so bad about Jeremiah Beamon yesterday getting hurt again. And, you know, he missed all last year except for the FSU game. He's out now. And then Jarai Edwards, the defensive back safety, he gets hurt yesterday, some sort of a arm injury. He's going to be out a while. You've already got two other defensive backs out a while, which midseason or more. Lozier Brooks is a little bit on the iffy side. Of course, Deer's out. Roger Hoare is saying 6 to 8 weeks. I'm seeing some stuff about 4 to 5 weeks on Deer, but I don't know where that came from. I believe the 6 to 8 weeks. Crowell, totally questionable. So, you know, the depth blows, and the thing that I thought about yesterday was how much, you know, I hated when Noah Carter fled and went to Georgia Tech last year. He was really going to be a beast at Alabama, I thought, and was playing well. And then, of course, Mbakwe, right now, Mbakwe probably starting in our defensive backfield, and he goes to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they're piling up. I think with the heat, I think they practice. I don't know, man. They start so early, and it's just – and I know they have precautions as far as, you know, easing them into pads, and they're not out there that long because of our limitations and stuff like that. But it seems like it's such a long – I don't know, maybe it's just me. Has it always been this long? It seems like it's so long for when they – start practicing until they actually start playing. It seems like forever to me.
To me, it goes quicker, Barry, because okay. they're down to the one session. I remember, you know, back during the days of Perkins and Dye and all those guys, and even when Saban first took over Alabama, you know, we were going three times a day.
Yeah.
You remember he had really early practice, and then they'd have a midday practice, and then sometimes they were doing a night practice. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember he was brought the freshman in and practiced just the freshman a little while before the veterans got here to kind of teach them the drills and the terminology and all that, which I think that's changed. But
the defensive backfield right now, they've got 11 scholarship guys back there now and got a four walk-ons. So, you know, they play that 4-2-5 swarm defense. So they've got depth there, but losing those three guys does hurt. As far as the defensive line, you know, that they've got some depth there, but I think they were counting heavily on Beeman this year. I mean, heavily. So hopefully we'll just keep our fingers crossed on him, and it's not nearly as serious as it was last year, but you can't help but be concerned about it.
Well, you just don't ever want to lose your top line guys, because maybe your second line guys pretty solid, but due to the transfer portal, the further you start going down the depth chart, I don't think you're near as good as you used to be. You used to have five stars stacked in there on top of each other. These guys don't wait around anymore. They leave. You know, you take those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coy Rusaw and all those guys that left, went to Ohio State. You know, those guys would be primetime guys here now. So they're gone. So your depth's not near what it used to be in college football.
You know, we've got these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys that are hurt. Then you throw Mbakwe and Carter in there. That's 9. And then Smith and Russo. That's 11 guys that could be on the team. That's 11 guys out. Boom, gone.
Yeah.
That's something.
Any thoughts on the injury? I guess you got to practice football to play football, but it seems like, I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong out there. I'm sure these are just freak things. But
they've got two good defensive backs.
Yeah.
There's still two good, very, very good defensive backs back. So that's big, I think.
Yeah, they're not hurting the defensive backfield for sure.
No.
You'd be in bad shape if you didn't have those two.
But, man, I'll close. I didn't think that little statement yesterday amounted to much. I thought it was sort of milquetoast, to be honest with you. It didn't move me. And if I was a head coach somewhere and I read that thing, I'd keep on trying to get who I can get.
I think they're just telling their athletic directors, tell me what I can do, and it changes daily. Who's available? School has started. A weekend starting tomorrow, so at some point it's going to drop dead for football. But Steve Sarkisian's like, I just don't even know how to bring in somebody at this point that hadn't been around our program and implement. He said, maybe I'm not a good coach, but I just wouldn't even know how to put them in the system that doesn't know anything right now. So they're kind of taking a wait and see approach on everything as well there at Texas, because he says he's happy with his roster. So.
You two gentlemen were in the game. It'd be interesting to get y'all's idea on what y'all be doing right now. If y'all could speculate, I'd love to hear.
Depends on, and I'll let you go. It depends on my job status. Like, was I on the hot seat? If I'm on the hot seat, I'm trying to get every player I can get to make sure I can win. If I've got years on my contract, then I might not do it quite as much. It probably depends on where the coach stands, to be quite honest with you, Philip. How aggressive they are.
I agree with that, especially if you had like a Gus Malzahn umbrella waiting on you, $28 million.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thank you.
Alabama Pro Wash, I know you're proud of your property, but the dirt, mold, grime on your brick, stucco, or siding can make even the most well-cared-for home or business seem neglected. Their services include residential, commercial, exterior cleaning, low-pressure, soft washing, window cleaning, shingle restoration, concrete cleaning. They have a drone to go get the hard-to-get areas. Give them a call today, 205-799-9069. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Alabama Pro Wash. Kevin Skarbinski is next. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Chase.
Thank you.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not a whole lot. So we're looking at 2059. That is smooth sailing in between University and Joe Malisham and beyond. And we're also looking good on McFarland right now. It travels at posted speed in between the stretch of 2059 and Lurline Wallace. Lurline Wallace, green for go from McFarland to 15th Street. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Music by McKay Harrison. Food, drinks, and more at Primetime After Dark. Friday from 5 till 9 p.m. at Primetime Men's Clinic. 69 North in Northport.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Over me.
And welcome back to Inside the Locker. Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, the Yellowwood hotline. He obviously writes with AL.com. He's got his own podcast. He's been hot and heavy writing here with football season coming up. Kevin Skarbinski. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. Good morning.
Good, fellas. Good morning.
Go ahead, up.
With the judges ruling one way 1 minute, another way the next minute, are we going to end up to having agents and lawyers piling in, going on with lawsuits? Because I'm not sure the judges really understand what they're talking about. Your comments on that?
No, that's a good observation. And the judge in Louisiana in the R.J. Lewis case, of course, he's the basketball player from St. John's. He was Big East Player of the Year 2 seasons ago. He signed a two-way term pro, signed a two-way contract with the Celtics, never played, didn't play in any NBA games, didn't play in any G League games because he was hurt. And the judge in granting him a temporary restraining order to be able to play for LSU yesterday, about the time that SEC statement came out, which was a terrific irony, the judge said something to the effect that, well, he didn't play professionally. He only practiced professionally. This is what you're dealing with yeah. judges that making decisions like that.
And the Cleveland Brown situation, I actually could kind of see that one. You know, had the kid known that they were going to change the rule to the 5-5 rule. Of course, they're trying to kick those guys out anyway. Maybe he doesn't go to Cleveland then. So they're trying to get that year back that they lost. He's probably not going to make the Cleveland Browns. I can halfway get there on that one. If they're going to let the other 2022s in, and this had this kid known, and they in the 2022s would have been eligible, then he probably would have stayed in college. So that one doesn't bother me as much as the basketball one, Kevin. The basketball one is just ridiculous. Is this going to help this College Sports Act get – I think Nick Saban says that'll take care of about 80% of these problems. Is this going to help, or do they not care up in Washington?
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are hoping. The SEC is interesting. At the very end of their statement yesterday evening, said this is all the more reason why we need to advance the Protect College Sports Act. They tacked that on at the very end of their statement, which says words but doesn't really include any action. It does come down to the way the NCAA botched the decision on 5-5 and not grandfathering in the 2022 class. That's what a lot of this comes down to. And Daquan Wright, the tight end that you referenced, falls into that category where if the NCAA had just said, okay, if you're You know, if you started your college career in 2022 and you played 4 years, well, you get another year. And they could have expanded the roster limits. They could have done to make sure no one got cut as a result. Now people would lose playing time as a result, but you don't want anybody getting cut and losing their scholarship, as may be happening. I don't know. I haven't seen any details or any specific stories coming out that saying if LSU takes these five guys or however many they're looking at coming back from NFL training camps, then this many guys are going to lose their roster spots. This falls on the NCAA and the way they implemented the decision. I think a lot of people like the 5-5 concept that you have 5 years to play five seasons with very, very few exceptions. And it's just the way they implemented it. The timing of when they implemented it, the fact that they didn't grandfather in the 2022 class, that's the real heart of the problem here.
Yeah. That.
Well, you're also affected by a numbers problem, aren't you, in some cases where if the numbers stay the way they are in 15 in basketball and whatever they are in football, there are times that you overcome the numbers. That hadn't been changed, has it?
No, and that's something I don't believe that they've made any exceptions or expanded rosters to allow you to accept these 2022 players. Well, they haven't because the NCAA is fighting it. The NCAA is absolutely fighting the eligibility of the class of 2022. Again, this applies to players who were freshmen in 2022 and they played four seasons in 4 years. So in the NCAA's eyes, they are not covered by the new 5-5 rule, which begins with everyone since then. So no, they haven't expanded roster limits. And I imagine it may be a bigger problem in basketball than in football, but there are teams you know that are at their roster limits. It's 105 now in football. You've got to believe there are teams at their roster limits. So you're going to, if in effect, and I'm waiting to see stories and examples of people that are going to lose their roster spots because schools brought in guys from NFL training camps.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty good.
Can the SEC, like if a judge makes a ruling, I mean, they can't. I mean, can they do anything about what LSU's doing, I guess? Can they stop it if a judge says you can do it? Or can they just encourage you not to do it? And then really they have no leg to stand on. Because it looks like to me, Kevin, I hate to use this phrase, but LSU's put the middle finger up at the SEC and they're saying, guys, we're going to do whatever we got to do. We're here to win. And if it's legal and the judge says we can do it, we're doing it. We don't care what y'all say. Can the SEC do anything about it?
I think that's the $64 million question. And the answer, unfortunately, is probably not.
Yeah.
Because if they try to implement a rule or try to enforce their own intra-conference transfer rules, you know, you can transfer from one SEC school to another, but if you do it within the transfer windows, within the stated transfer windows, well, courts are creating transfer windows right now.
Yeah.
The NCAA hasn't created a new transfer window right now, but their players are taking advantage of the courts granting them that opportunity. So the SEC could. You know, they've been talking about implementing their own rules. If the Protect College Sports Act did not pass, that would be plan B. Not that they would break away from the rest of college athletics. That got overblown because some people misspoke or used some dicey language there. But what they really mean is setting their own rules and enforcing their own rules. So they could say, well, this is not the a normal transfer portal window, so you can't go from Ole Miss, like Daquan Wright, you can't go from Ole Miss to LSU, even though he went to the Cleveland Browns in between. And they could try to do that, and then of course Daquan Wright would probably sue and the judge would probably grant him an injunction and he'd be able to play the season before they ever resolve the case, and then the case would go away.
We're talking with Kevin Scarfing. It's a mess. Kevin, and I hate to bring this back up, but I want to get your take on it. I did call some people after our show yesterday to make sure I wasn't being an old fogey. Saturday, I'm out walking, and it breaks that Keelan Russell's going to be the starting quarterback, that Chris Lowe had broke it on Thursday. And so when I saw the quote, Kevin, that came out from Coach Ellis, that he can do a lot of good SHIT with the ball in his hands. That was how we really – I mean, this quarterback battle has been the most important thing. The guys have worked hard to get there, and that was the quote. That's how we announced it. Who signs off on this stuff, Kevin? I mean, they look at that. The guys said, "No, we're going to have to get a, we're going to have to get a different quote. That's not going to be how we're going to release this." And I've been the only one publicly that's been like, "That was just looked that looked bad." And so I talked to people privately, and they said, "Oh, they agreed with me 100%." Just your thoughts about something as important as the Alabama quarterback. How that was put out, not put out on Saturday. I know Kalen DeBoer met with the media or did a deal on Sunday. I think he released it out. But there was nothing about Austin Mack and about the quality of player and person that he is. And then it basically just says he does a lot of good SHIT with the ball in his hands. That's how we released it. I was blown away.
Yeah, it was unprofessional. Let's be honest. And it should have been handled better on a number of levels. First of all, why are you including quotes from the quarterback coach? You know, he's like third in the pecking order here behind the head coach and the offensive coordinator, right? And then to include that quote with as mild a profanity as you want to describe it, it's still a profanity. And I know that that's, you know, we don't have any standards anymore. Nick Saban drops that word every other time you see him on television, it seems, and he's not the only one. So at some point, can we have some decorum? Can we have some professional standards in our communications? I mean, there's a lot of ways you could say that. You could just say stuff instead of that word if you want to include that quote. You know, but I was a little surprised by it. But it also surprised me the fact that they don't mind hyping this guy up. And that's an official communication from the University of Alabama. And you are hyping this guy up before he's ever started a game. Normally you don't do that. Yes, you say nice things about him. Obviously he did win the job. It was a real competition. You also say nice things about the other quarterback. But I was a little surprised. And then I think we may have mentioned this a week ago, you know, a week prior when the tight end Marshall Pritchett said he's dynamite in a bottle. You know, he does things, he makes throws, you watch him on film, you look back later and say, how did he do that? So, you know, usually schools are trying to tamp down on the hype, you know, for a highly regarded player who's now going to step into the spotlight as a starter. That surprised me as much as the profanity, and so, yeah, it's different. I thought they could have handled it better.
I don't know. I guess when you're in charge of putting that out, and you look at it. I gotta think Greg Byrne didn't see that prior to it going out, and then it goes out, and somebody had to approve it. Probably would have called Coach Pat. Let's try a different quote. Let's try another one. So yeah. Is Yay Alabama, maybe I don't understand. So that's a group that's, you're paying money monthly or whatever, or one time, whatever, to be part of that. And so you get the information first. Is that the point? You get to go on the field for fan day and get autographs. So they're allowing Yay Alabama to release a lot of things that normally the regular media would, but they're giving it to them now because they have exclusive members. Is that how that works, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're obviously trying to raise NIL dollars, and they they accept memberships, which goes towards that purpose. And one of the perks that you get for becoming a member is inside information, early access to information like this. And so you saw on Sunday they released a video interview or a snip. Well, I'm not a member, so I did see snips though of a video interview they did with Kalen DeBoer about the decision on Sunday before he spoke to the media yesterday about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's essentially you're getting early access to information. That's one of the perks that they offer you. But yeah, it's still. It's the University of Alabama. You got to be more professional than that.
Yeah, that.
What's your professional opinion now on the records of these teams, Alabama and Auburn? Alabama, they say it will lose to LSU, Tennessee, and Georgia and be 9-3. I think that's correct. Auburn, I'm not sure. I think they. Your feelings. You studied it more than I do. Your feelings, is Alabama going to be in the 9-3 category? Are they going to be better or worse? I know it's just speculation, but that's what this show is this week.
Yeah.
Auburn is, you know, better than, I think better mentally than they have been. I think they're better because they got 21 guys from South Florida. To our listeners, comment on those two teams.
Sure. Well, my bold prediction, and I don't like to. I'm not a big fan of making predictions because now everybody does it, and it kind of loses its impact when everybody and their brother puts out predictions. They go game by game. First of all, how you can predict the outcome of a game that's played in November when we're still in August it kind of makes me chuckle. To just predict individual games, I think it makes more sense to say, you know, you think this team's going to go 10-2 or whatever. But no, I think both Alabama and Auburn are going to be better than they are predicted to be. And that means, so you've got Alabama ranked 11 in one preseason poll, 13 in another. I think they're going to be a top 10 team. I think they're going to make the playoff. Okay. I think Auburn, when they get to the Iron Bowl, I think both teams will be ranked. That's my bold prediction. I think Auburn is going to be better than people have predicted them to be. They were 30. I think if you extrapolate out the also receiving votes category, I think they were 34 in the coaches poll and 44 in the AP poll. They only got two votes in the AP poll. One was for 24th place and one was for 25th place. I think they're going to be better than that. And I think, like I said, both teams will be ranked when they meet in Tuscaloosa. In the Iron Bowl.
Mm. What kind of record do you think Auburn's going to have heading into the Iron Bowl?
I think 7-4, somewhere in that range, maybe 8-3. I'm not a big fan. You know, Florida, we're focused on Alabama's quarterback, but a lot of schools have, you know, decided their quarterback battles, and Florida is going with Aaron Filo, the transfer from Georgia Tech, who, of course, played for Buster Faulkner, who was the offensive coordinator there and who John Sumrall hired in Gainesville. I'm not sold on him. You know, that's a big swing game early, that September 19th game, Florida at Auburn, the first SEC game for both Sumrall and Alex Golish as a head coach. So I think Auburn's got the better quarterback there, and I think right now I would lean towards Auburn to win that game, being in Jordan-Hare Stadium after dark. So in that range, 3-4 losses. And I think if you're 7, again, who can say right now, but if you're 7-4 in the SEC, and if they have some wins that maybe people aren't expecting, some quality wins, that would get you in the top 25, lower end of the top 25. Well, I think Alabama will be in the top 10 at that time.
This guy didn't hype himself. He's got a last name that does it for him. Is Arch Manning, in my opinion, and I think he's probably a good kid, I think he's got a ton of pressure on him. Is he a little bit overrated? I think he is. I keep hearing stuff about him being the number one pick in the draft, and I don't even know if he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the SEC, to be quite honest with you, Kevin. What's your take on Arch Manning?
I'm with you on that. And by all accounts, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't ask for the hype. He didn't ask for the name. Yeah, he was born into that family. And he's playing at a very high-profile school for a very high-profile coach who's known as someone who develops quarterbacks at a high level and runs offense at a high level. But he has not played consistently at that level. Yeah, he did seem to get better as last year went along, and it was tough to start your career as, against Ohio State in Columbus. And he's going to have to play the Buckeyes again, but in Austin in week two. But I don't think he's the best. I don't think he's among the handful of best quarterbacks in the SEC.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think there are a number of quarterbacks that are better than him. And he's got to raise the level of his game for them to truly be the national championship contender that so many people are predicting they will be. Every time you see someone predicting a college football playoff, you see Texas in there. You see people picking Texas to play in the national championship game, to win the national championship. They brought in a lot of talent around him to help him. And, of course, that's a big part of how successful a quarterback is, how good are the people around you. But I'm still not sold on their offensive line, like a lot of schools. That's a question mark at a lot of alleged contenders. So I feel for him in one way because, you know, he's having to live up to a name that he didn't create. You know, his dad and his uncle were great. His two uncles were great quarterbacks. And now he's trying to be the same, but he's not at that level.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll ever get there.
Yeah. Well, it's not fair. I mean, he didn't hype himself, but his granddad and his uncles are.
Yeah, I left out Archie. I didn't even mention Archie. I just said his uncle, Eli, and Peyton. But yeah, Archie was pretty good himself back in the day.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, it should be fun. Get started this weekend. Any games you're interested in this weekend? Dad's looking for a pick to get off to a good start on his blue plate special.
I got one for week one, but he wanted me to pick one for week zero, and I can't find one.
You got one out there, Kevin?
You don't want to go. You don't want to go with the what's the game in? Is it in Dublin, TCU, and North Carolina?
The only problem I got is I'm a little bit concerned about the offense coordinator in North Carolina. Is pretty good, and he's at Arkansas, and I've looked hard at Hawaii and Stanford. Because they had a big storm over there, and they couldn't practice for a week. It's 5.5, and I've studied. I think it's 5.5. In Stanford, you don't really have any home field advantage.
Right.
So that's got me Buffalo.
Right.
I'm having a hard time. I got it knocked for the first week, but the opening week, I'm struggling like crazy.
Yeah, there's no blockbuster games. Next Saturday. I'm just glad this Saturday. I'm glad there are games, but most people will watch because it's football, not because there are great teams involved. Or maybe, we'll get some wild finishes. We'll get some things we don't expect because that's what happens in college football. That's why we keep watching despite all this other eligibility nonsense. But no, there's none that really jumps out at me, but I'm just glad college football is back and we can start talking about the actual games.
Yeah, there is no sport that needs to get to the games quicker than college football right now. What's going on? And college basketball's I'll be right behind it. They got more time to cipher through all this mess. But all right, Kevin, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, best thing to do, follow me on Twitter at Kevin Skarbinski. You can keep up with my columns in the Birmingham News. You can find links to those on AL.com, and you can check out my YouTube channel. It's Kevin Skarbinski -Scarbonos, and we're off and rolling. We're really growing and doing 3 videos a week and a live chat every Sunday night. Those live chats are going to get livelier once we start discussing the games that happened the day before.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Kevin. See you.
All right, we'll take this break. Up with phone lines in the second hour. Also, Kalen DeBoer met with the media. We can hear what Coach DeBoer had to say in the second hour as well. 205-342-9904. I want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. They make the 7 o'clock hour possible. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Come together.
Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the WNBA, Atlanta's Angel Reese set a league record with 26 rebounds in her team's victory at L.A., 78-71. Golden State got a win at Minnesota, 80-66. In the NBA, Portland Trailblazers guard Shaedon Sharpe will reportedly miss 6 months with a torn meniscus. The Cleveland Browns named Deshaun Watson as their starting quarterback. To baseball, three homers in Seattle for Cal Raleigh. The Mariners ended Philadelphia's 9-game winning streak, 9-2. Minnesota in San Francisco with wins. The Cubs as well. Cubbies won at Arizona 7-0. Kevin Gausman, the winning pitcher, with 7 innings of work. Cleveland won its 5th straight game, 4-2 at the Angels. Texas is alone in first in the AL West after a victory at the White Sox, 11-2. Boston got 2 runs top of the 9th to win at Miami, 4-2. Tampa Bay won 4-1 at Detroit. Washington over Colorado, 13-3.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Got a little more volume starting to pick up in the area on 43. You've got the usual happenings on the southbound lanes to McFarland, which brake light you back to Cardinal Street. And then we're also, 2059 is just wide open and smooth as silk. From Buttermilk to Joe Malisham and beyond, you are good to go.
Thousands on a new Nissan. And every Women's Wednesday, get a $49.99 oil change with a complimentary multi-point inspection at Townsend Nissan, your family in the car business.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
6829. That's 800-923-6829. What do you have to lose? Call 800-923-6829. Again, 800-923-6829.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. I want to thank Tuscaloosa Toyota. Look at the website here, TuscaloosaToyota.com. What a great website if you want to look at all the cars they have on the lot, the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory. You need to schedule a service to save time. Go ahead and schedule that. Rent a Toyota. Try it before you buy it. You want to order a part, you could do that. They got the great lease deals, the purchase deals on the Camrys. I'm looking at the Toyota Camry 2026, getting 52 miles to the gallon. Great Toyota Tacoma truck here. I see a lot of Tacomas out there. The 4Runner, it's one of the hottest SUVs out there. $369 a month on a lease there for 36 months or 4.99% APR. So swing by 3325 Skyland Boulevard or go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. Facebook.com. Find Justin and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. Do you think I should give up on these Braves tickets? I'm not hearing anything back from Phillip on these tickets. And they got the Dodgers in a three-game series starting tonight. So I'm pretty sure I ain't getting Dodgers tickets. And then they at home this weekend, but I hadn't heard anything. So should I just go get my own tickets, you think, at this point?
Well, if you can get them, I guess you can get them. Tickets are hard to get.
I ain't gonna try the Dodgers, but you can get them. But problem is, he told me the seats that he could get me that I could talk to Ronald Acuna when he was on deck, and so I was waiting out for those.
Give him one more text.
Well, he keeps telling me this guy. I keep trying to give him a nudge, the guy, but I don't know. I'm starting to worry about the. My tickets there. So they take on the Dodgers tonight. Elder will be on the mound. Dodgers struggled a little bit. The Braves have been struggling a little bit as well, but I think both of them make the playoffs. Braves better quit screwing around. They're not going to win their division.
The Cleveland team's won five in a row. I don't really care anymore.
Well, they were up 9 games. The Braves were not too long ago. They went on a road trip for 7 days, and now they're up 3.5 on the Phillies. So they're up 9.5 on the Marlins there. But the Brewers are good. They just got through playing the Brewers. Now they're playing the Dodgers, so they're going to find out a lot about where they are. Anyway, all right. I think the football deal's starting to take shape on who's where. The injuries are piling up a little bit. Would you back off of them a little bit this week, or do you keep pressing ahead, being physical, and give them the weekend off and start getting to have a regular game week next week? How do you handle that?
I back off.
Yeah.
I don't go at – I go at full speed dummy, but I back off. You can't afford to have that's the answer I'd give you. I'd back off.
You know, Auburn this week, they don't play. They're treating it like a game week, like exactly what they would do during a game week as far as film, walkthroughs, meetings, everything. So, you know, none of these guys have played for Coach Golish. Well, I take that back. The guys from Florida, South Florida have, but he's never run a program there at Auburn. So they're going through game week. Everything that they do during the game week is exactly what they're doing this week. And then next week will be the actual game week as they prepare for Baylor there. I never really heard I'm sure people have done it, but your thoughts about Auburn doing that, it's a little bit different maybe.
Yeah, I think he's trying to change the culture a little bit. Culture is not the right word, but I think he's trying to change the attitude of the preparation feelings among some of the players that are still there. Not many of them, 21 players from South Florida with his team. One there, and so we did it like that in South Florida. Those 21 guys must have liked it. They came with him. And the guys that are still around that he didn't coach need a little bit different kind of atmosphere, a little bit kind of different preparation. And I think he's giving them that totally different. They're going to the running game much more than the passing game, I think. They've got a very good quarterback we don't know a lot about. His name, Brown. And so I think Auburn's in a good place myself. Very good.
Yeah, seems like they're buying what he's selling. We'll see if it translates into the game. I have a feeling it's going to, but they need obviously beat Baylor here in the first game. It won't be easy. I think DJ Lagway, I know you don't love, but he's got a lot of game experience, and that's going to be the first quarterback they go against. So we'll see over there in Atlanta. All right, we'll take.
I guarantee you the defensive coordinator at Auburn studied him hard because he's a pretty good defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He should know him pretty well from the games last couple of years. All right, we'll take the break. We get back, we'll hear from Coach DeBoer. He met with the media yesterday and hear a lot of quarterback questions. So we'll hear what he had to say when we get back from break. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Those slow rolls continue up in Northport, moving on 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. Long line of brake lights here. And that's going to take you back to just shy of Hammertown Road. And then we've also got heavies on 43. Usual happenings on the southbound lanes to McFarland, with traffic backed up to Flatwoods Road. That's just stoplight delays, it looks like. 2059 wide open, continuing here from Buttermilk to Joe Malisham. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. More information has been released in Perry County about the terroristic threat that closed Perry County schools yesterday. A 14-year-old has been identified as the caller Sunday morning that made that threat and has been arrested. All Perry County schools have reopened today, but due to the suspect's age, no.
As low as 25 cents. Up to 40% off select tech, 20% off for teachers, and more. Check out all the deals at staples.com/back to school. Staples, that was easy.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Remember M for money and Mesrano.
If it has a logo on it, call me. 205-800-8000.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website. Crimson Tide Today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane, the best pregame fan fest in college football. Visit championslane.com for updates throughout the season. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Thursday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we'll be joined by Alabama soccer goalkeeper Maddie Mungia.
Together. Oh, yeah. We are, like, bonded. And same thing with our other goalkeeper, mm-hmm. Liv. I mean, she's new, but, like, we're with each other every day, so we get close really quickly. But, yeah.
That's really outstanding. So, again, season's about to begin. What has you the most excited about what's in store for this group this year?
Kind of like what I said earlier, just, like, with that underdog mentality. Like, I'm just really excited to see us prove teams wrong. And, you know, like I said, we have a young team, but, like, I don't think that stops us from doing anything. I think, if anything, like, it can give us a new perspective of, you know, just playing and being with each other. So I'm really excited.
I'll have more in a moment.
Are you ready for game day in Tuscaloosa? Don't miss the ultimate pregame experience this season at Vector Security Champions Lane. Opening 4 hours before each home game, this fan fest has everything. Located next to the Walk of Champions, you'll enjoy live music with our great concert series, plus player autographs, food trucks, giant LED video boards to watch games, and ice cold beer at Legends Lounge, where there is never a cover charge. Check out championslane.com each week for the latest updates. Roll Tide!
Join us on Wednesday night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. Chris Stewart is your host, with the show beginning at 6 p.m. You can listen on our full radio network, watch a video stream on CTSN social media platforms, as well as listen on the Varsity Network app. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An uptick in the storm chances here as we head into the middle and latter half of the week. But today we hold on to sunshine. High temperatures 96. Clear and muggy tonight, low 74. Sunny conditions tomorrow with a high 95. And afternoon and evening storm chances. And more of the same as we move into Thursday with Thursday's high 93. Scattered storms on Friday. High temperatures at 93. This is Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. All right, we'll play Coastal. We may play the whole thing. It's about 12 minutes or break it up halfway through. So that way you get the questions. Hopefully you can hear them. A lot of talk about quarterback and Keelan Russell and some about the offensive line. But here was Coach Kalen DeBoer with the media yesterday after practice.
All right, first of all, just good morning to you guys. And we had two good practices again. I think we've just consistently, you know, had this kind of trend with our team, energy, attitude, trying to find those areas that we need to improve, and the guys being very intentional in addressing it. Went in the stadium yesterday, got some good work, trying to, with so many new players, make sure that that's our home territory, that's our home base, and that they're comfortable, and it's a familiar setting for them. So that was our fourth time during camp, and that'll be our last. But today, just a ton of situations, and, you know, it's really for a lot of those times are the end of the moment, end of the game types of things. And, you know, you got to have quarterback offense on the same page, but then the defense can see what an offense would do against you. And we were great in those moments last year. And so, you know, we had a great mindset going in, a lot of learning, but it was still a physical practice because that's what we got to make sure of this week, that we don't drop off a year ago for different reasons, some injuries and just other guys getting excessive reps because of injuries, just the speed of things tailed off about this time. And you know, we just want to do everything we can to make sure that that doesn't happen. Our guys again are being very intentional.
How did you tell Keelan?
Well, we've always, I guess, I don't say always, because there's been a lot of meetings with quarterback competitions. I think there's been 12 or 13 I've been a part of, but I like to do it where they're both together. And so both guys are hearing the same thing. And Coach Grubb and Coach Ellis and myself, spending that time with them and just, you know, making that announcement then. And, you know, I think the thing I really wanted to tell those guys is that the way they've handled this to this point would hopefully be the same way they handle it moving forward. You know, they've done it with class. I really haven't been a part of it too much because I think we've handled it well over the years as a staff. And then again, the integrity of your players and the first class, just kind of how your guys are as people, the character of your guys. I mean, I think that's what sets it, because behind the scenes they could be saying their things and doing their things with their teammates, and that's not the case with these guys. They kept it about the competition, and if anything, they supported each other above and beyond. And I'd expect that to be the case, and that's what it's looked like here these last 2 days.
What did Keelan do to win the job?
Well, I think, first of all, I'll just preface that every time you say these things about one guy, it feels like the other guy is not that. And we have two elite quarterbacks in my mind and two guys that you can go to battle with. I am extremely excited, though, with what, to answer your question, what Keelan can do, you know, with this offense moving forward and what he brings to the table. Again, just focusing on Keelan's part, and what I think he's continued to do is he's continued to feel comfortable with the offense, the command of the offense, the execution. He's done a better job at the more and more reps, as you'd expect, taking care of the football, balancing that with the ability to still be explosive and not be too conservative. And so, you know, I think both guys grew in those areas, but I'm just really excited to see what Keelan can do with the offense moving forward. Noah's had the chance to get on the field the last few days and going back to the spring game, A-Day, when the injury happened, the timeline that he was on and what we expected, he is much ahead of that. And that's a tribute to his mindset, the positivity from the time he was diagnosed. He was still up here and, you know, just was not going to let it deter him from continuing to move forward and make the most of every day he could. And he's done that. Our team just celebrated him being back out here and moving around. He's not doing team drills or anything like that, but he's making a progression and he's much ahead of schedule from what we originally thought.
What is next for Keelan in terms of development and what you want to talk about? It doesn't stop now, obviously, but
yeah, I think, you know, the reason you like the timeline, and again, I wasn't married to it. You got to make the decision when you know you're ready and you feel good about it. And Keelan, you know, now gets a chance for a couple weeks to work with, for the most part, the same set of guys. And I think that, you know, just chemistry that you got to have with your skill guys and communication with your offensive line and that trust with the offensive line, the more reps, the better. And so I think that's part of it right now, but just keep going in the direction and the intentionality that he's had with all the things I just mentioned that he's improved on.
Coach, how have things settled at left guard and right tackle?
Left guard and right tackle. You know, Javen has taken most of the reps at right tackle, but Nick Brooks continues to do a really good job of pushing hard, and he's a really good football player too. And so that competition will still always be there, but Javen has taken most of the reps there. And at left guard, Mal would have, especially the first part of camp, because Will had to work into things with his just modifications. Mal took most of the reps, if not all, with the ones, and Will's been able to work in there more. So, you know, there is competition, and Will can play guard and guard, you know, and so he takes some reps at both spots during the course of a practice.
What's been the message to Austin through this?
That I expect him to continue to just be elite in how he approaches everything. You know, his car was, if not the first, one of the first here the next day. And it's just who he is. He's an extremely hard worker. I mean, this guy's a phenomenal quarterback. And to me, he didn't lose anything. He didn't fail in any way. We, you know, had a really good quarterback in Keelan that you know, we had to pick to win, and he won the job. And so, you know, that's just like what I've told him. I said, this is tough stuff. This is grown man stuff. And he's never fallen off. He's never wavered about how he's going to approach things. He's a pro. He loves his team. He has a great relationship with Keelan, and he's been out there supporting him already. But it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, he's invested so much into it just as a human being, and the human aspect inside of it, it's going to hurt. And, you know, he's going to be ready when he needs to be. You know, a helmet comes off, he's got to be ready to make a play on a fourth down. And I wouldn't expect anything less from him, because that's who he is as a person. And he's a great football player, too.
Kevin, are you guys considering trying to bring in anybody from the class of 22? As many of them are getting ruled out.
I mean, you know, overall, the general kind of how that works, Greg Burns, you know, communicating with me and us about, you know, just what we can and can't do. You know, there's a possibility out there of someone that was on our roster in the past, you know, but again, right now, that he wouldn't be able to come in and play. So I can't control that, can't worry about that. Just got to see how things move forward and progress. You just never know each day in the world we're in right now what tomorrow might look like. And so, you know, we'll kind of see as we go. But I know there's a lot of conference and national just figuring this thing out. And Greg Byrne continues to keep me updated on everything.
So where do things stand at kicker and punter?
Yeah, kicker is extremely competitive right now. I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm not afraid to brag on these guys. They both kicked at the end of a two-minute period yesterday. Went back-to-back. I gave both guys a shot from 58. Both of them hit it. And I think I've told you guys, it isn't about distance. And yes, at some point they run, you know, you only kick it so far. But that's it was really no doubters when they hit it. And these guys are competing, and they are battling, and they're like I said all along, two extremely talented guys. And so that competition is still going. Punter, you know, those guys are competing too. And so we're not ready to declare anyone at in the specialists. We kind of got a timeline. I think it's a little different than the quarterback one, just because, yes, you got to work with your snapper and your holder as far as a field goal kicker, but the quarterback, to me, you know, you'd love to have the more reps like we're going to get with Keelan and the full offense here in the weeks ahead.
Carol, do you, how does Keelan like as a leader? What do you expect of him in that role?
He's got great poise. You know, there's production. He's going to carry himself and do the work. You know, to me, he's a great leader. I think both of our guys were, but I think Keelan has this presence about him that is just really impressive. We saw it when we recruited him out of high school, you know, at a high level, doing his thing on the football field. You know, big moments that were never seemed too big for him. I think the guys believe in him. And so, again, he, you know, he's got a voice out there. He's not afraid to speak up and be vocal. And I think that's even going to be more so now that, you know, he's been named the starting quarterback. You can just feel when he's out there yelling out calls, trying to get guys lined up, pulling them in, whatever the situation is, you know, it's him and the guys all believe in him and they're going to do what he says.
On that note, how have you seen the team respond the last 2 days to that?
Well, these guys, you know, both of them, but then Keelan, since that's the question, you know, like Keelan's just already had that presence. And so the belief has built. And the guys, I think, just pretty much knew we had to make a decision and they were totally good with it, you know. Again, I don't want to diminish Austin, but I also want to sell and tell you that these guys really, really believe in what Keelan's going to do and what his playmaking ability is and how he can move our offense and our team forward and go compete for a championship.
Another guy who hasn't made a start yet. How does getting him prepared for that look similarly or different to what you had to do with Ty last year?
With Keelan?
Yeah.
Today would have been a great day. Yesterday, we did some two-minute again, and we got a number of those situations that we're setting up all week long. This week, we'll filter in a little bit less, but some more again in game week. But today, the last part of practice, the last third of practice was all these different scenarios that you're throwing at him and, getting him a chance to think under pressure, process the moments that we might be in, not just, you know, the moment, but what that call might be and the things we got to be thinking about, staying in bounds, getting out of bounds. It's good for the whole offense, but obviously your quarterback is the one that runs the show. So today was just one example of how we got to continue to develop and help him grow.
Can you give us a little update on EJ and Lottie?
Lottie is out there practicing, taking reps, close to full go. He's been doing that for a few days now. EJ is slowly progressing. I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to roll for the first game. Can't say that definitively yet, but, he was out there and working into it and progressing here, as we would have expected. Okay, Jeremiah did get hurt yesterday. We have an idea of what the injury is. I would wait to comment on it until we get a further just understanding, and that would probably be tomorrow. You bet. Thank you.
All right, there was Kalen DeBoer. A lot of information there. Dad, your thoughts about what Coach had to say?
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
I thought he talked about it. Quarterback that didn't start and about the abilities of the one that's going to. And I thought he did fine.
He was very respectful.
Forward, and I think he's good.
He was very respectful of both quarterbacks. He praised Keelan, but he also praised Austin, how he's handled it. And, he's does not have any hesitation to put him in the game. And I thought going in the stadium for the fourth time and kind of get them used to playing in that atmosphere, it's a different deal. You get in there, was interesting. So I thought he did a good job. Maybe he needs to go back to the one voice.
Max down in Tuscaloosa now, he's got him a car.
What's that?
He said his car was parked there, so I said he's got in my car.
There you go. All right, let's tell him about Bryant Bank. We got a couple phone calls sitting here. We'll get to those, and then we'll get to the vinegar tip to finish up the show. But tell him about Bryant Bank.
Well, I know you. I say the same old thing every day. Get tired of hearing the same old thing, but the same old thing is true. If you want to go into a bank, or you want to correspond with a bank, or you want to call a bank that you feel comfortable with, then Bryant Bank is a good place to call, go by and see, visit with, and put your money. You can help open up the two accounts, personal or business account, which are good. You can bank online around the clock, and you can feel sure that your banking and your money is going to be safe. Those adjectives, I think, are good. Those are things that we all want to know about. And I've been with more banks than Bryant Bank, and I could tell you for sure that Bryant Bank is the best one for me. And what I have, I want to try to keep. And I think you'd be the same way. So go by Bryant Bank and tell them you heard on Inside the Locker Room.
All right, we'll take a break. Get to the phone calls. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC, the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Those slow rolls continue up in Northport, moving on 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. Long line of brake lights here, and that's going to take you back to just shy of Hammertown Road. And then we've also got heavies on 43. Usual happenings on the southbound lanes to McFarland, with traffic backed up to Flatwoods Road. That's...
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed-sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website. Follow the Crimson Tide on their journey to another national championship.
Touchdown, Alabama!
On your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the locker room, right to the Yellowwood hotline. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well, thank you. Guys, y'all asked a question, and it was a great question. I've been thinking about it to Kevin about what the SEC could do to these teams that, to me, would blatantly be defying the conference and the rules that the conference are trying to set. Could they? They'd probably get sued into oblivion, but could they keep some of the bowl money, some of the TV money from those teams that are blatantly doing what the conference asked them not to do?
I don't know legally if they can. Pete Thamel's just now putting out, I thought this was interesting, the Big Ten is set to pass a rule today that doesn't allow players to return from the NFL and play for the Big Ten, play for a Big Ten school. Anyone who has declared for the NFL draft and did not withdraw, appeared on an NFL roster, or signed a contract with a pro league, cannot be on a Big Ten roster. So that's what the Big Ten is saying. Now we'll see if that's enforceable by them. Will one of these schools like LSU in the Big Ten challenge the Big Ten? And because if a judge says you can do it, how can the Big Ten tell you can't?
Well, that's exactly right. And my thoughts on that are, if I would fight that either local or federal ruling, just like the government would. If you have a school that is getting government funding and you don't teach the criteria they want you to teach, they'll tell you, hey, we're going to withhold your funding.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. If you don't do what I ask you to do as a conference, we're going to withhold your funding. Good luck to you.
Yeah. I hope they can. If they can, that might stop it, if they can do something about it.
Something's going to have to go, guys, because you can't make rules and for non-football people to make football rules doesn't make any sense. I mean, and that's what's ruined a lot of the sport. You have non-football people making football decisions, non-basketball people making basketball decisions, and that is a huge issue.
Well, I blame the presidents. They need to say,
absolutely.
Hey, you're not signing those guys. If you don't offer them, then they can't sign. We're not taking them, so don't take them.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. All 16 presidents need to get on the same page. And, you can't have 15 and one say, well, we're going to do whatever we want to do. And that sounds like what LSU is doing. The president's got to step in and say, we're going to do – this is what the SEC is doing, and we're all behind it. Till that.
Well, Coach, ever since this stuff has come up, y'all think about it when it first started, the goalposts continue to move. They're continuing to move. You can't sign anybody that signs up for the draft. Well, now you can. You can't sign anybody that goes or that makes a practice roster for, the G League. Now you can. It is constantly moving, constantly. And, they've opened this body. I don't know if you can put the toothpaste back in the tube. You're going to have to reset it. And they're going to have to get on board. Each conference is going to have to get on board, and they're going to have to reset these rules for colleges. If not, it's going to get to where it's completely gotten away from you. And it's getting closer and closer to that now.
But you can see now why the NCAA did not want a grandfather 2022s in, because you had some that were drafted. It makes it a mess. So just not let them in. Now some people say, well, you should just let them all back in. Then a guy that did get drafted but didn't like his spot, he'll try to come back. I just think they had it right, but the courts have messed it up. So.
Well, again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's non-football people making football decisions, and you should never, ever, ever allow those kind of people to make rules for something they have no clue about. None.
I agree
with
you.
They have no clue what they're doing, and they don't care. They don't care what the outcome is, because at the end of the day, they have nothing. It's not affecting them one iota at all. So,
That's right.
But anyway...
All right.
I thought Press. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I said you're right.
I thought he had a good conference, press conference.
Yeah.
That actually wasn't coach speak, what I heard. That was one of the best ones I've heard him do.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Well, guys, that's all I had. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, I think he spoke from the heart. I think he's a good guy. I think maybe they need to just let him handle the press conferences from here on out. Here's what's up, Tom.
Morning, Barry. Morning, Coach. How are y'all?
Good.
Okay. Well, I think Coach DeBoer should have went out and been the one to do the quarterback announcement.
Yeah.
I believe that they're being disingenuous and dishonest with the way they're doing, because I think it shows by putting somebody, I guarantee they knew that guy wasn't ready for prime time to go out and do some kind of announcement like that. If they didn't know it, they ought to know it now. And here's the thing about it. How come Grubbs wasn't involved? He's an offensive coordinator. He should have been not a quarterback coach. And on top of that, should have been Coach DeBoer. I like Coach DeBoer, but I don't get some of this decision-making process. I think there's dissension between the three of those coaches. It's been known that Grubb has favored Mac the whole time during the competition. And I think that with that kind of talk going around, and then him not to show up to make the announcement, and they leave it to some underling to do it, I think they're all being dishonest. I think there's dissension there.
I just don't think they put a lot of thought into it. They probably said, hey, we got to give it to Yay Alabama. Hey, Brian, call Yay Alabama and let them know that Keelan's going to be the starter, and I'll do something tomorrow, meaning Sunday, that they can put out as well. And that's what they came up with. And unfortunately, it was very unprofessional, in my opinion.
That's right. I think the discussion or the conversation you and Kevin had about the content, the way it was handling everything, on the highest level, it was crude. And then equal to that level, it was unprofessional. And I'm disappointed in it. But I really believe the fact that it wasn't DeBoer, it wasn't Grubb, it was a third-level guy that made the announcement to Yay Alabama. I don't care if it was Yay Alabama. It should have been handled a lot better, don't you think?
Yeah, we've said it. But I thought Coach DeBoer's press conference yesterday, I thought he did a really good job. And I thought he was very respectful to both quarterbacks and handled it really well. It wasn't coach speak. I think he was speaking from the heart. So he cleaned it up, but it is what it is at this point. So
yeah, got you. I know you're wanting to drop it. I will. but I wanted to ask Coach, did y'all see Justin Thomas's tweet last night and this
no,
morning?
I didn't. No, he made 282,000. I didn't see it.
He ended up, with a fairly good year, money-wise. Yeah. It wasn't what we expect out of him, but it wasn't bad either. It was right at $4 million, I think, for the year. And I was going to tell you this. He said in his tweet, he said, it wasn't a year I wanted to have, but there was a lot of times I felt like I was close. I was one round away from being in contention, and kind of gave a good synopsis of the year that he had. But, Coach, let me ask you this. Him starting in March and missing, what was it, like a third of the golf season, that hurt him in that FedEx run. Did you think?
Oh, it may have a little bit. The putting, the biggest problem he's having is his putting is not consistent. He's hitting it fairly close, but he never has a big day putting. For example, Scotty had a bad day, and the next day he had a big day where he made a lot of putts. And right. I don't think that JT has had a situation where he's had the kind of day that they all fell in. And some days you have those, and Sam Burns has those sometimes, and I just don't think he's had one of those days, Tom.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's something to be said for seeing the ball go in the hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, sure. Mentally it is.
Yeah, it really does help your putting. I mean, when you run one in there 10 to 15 feet, and you see a couple of those go in, it changes your attitude about the blade. But anyway, I was going to, if you get a chance, read that. I thought it was a good tweet from JT. And
I didn't see it.
If I can find it again, I'll send it to you.
Thank you,
okay,
Tom.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break here, get back, get the vinegar tip, and then get out of the way for the Gary Harris Show. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC, it's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We pretty much move with ease in most places now. We do have a bit of a rush hour bunch up here at the intersections of Lurleen Wallace and McFarland, but that is pretty much typical. Also 43 southbound onto McFarland. That's starting to thin out just a bit more there, so that's a good...
Loved and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year. End their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Of the Crimson Tide. Sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are a kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An uptick in the storm chances here as we head into the middle and latter half of the week. But today we hold on to sunshine. High temperatures 96. Clear and muggy tonight, low 74. Sunny conditions tomorrow with a high 95. And afternoon and evening storm chances. And more of the same as we move into Thursday with Thursday's high 93. Scattered storms on Friday. High temperatures at 93. This is Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room, the Vinegar Tip, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael's our agent. He is outstanding. Let him become yours. 205-752-8500. What is the tip for this Tuesday?
Well, we stay in the kitchen. I think it's a good tip because we all seem to have it. So many times in the kitchen, your ants are around everything that you have. Your bugs are bugging you, and it's kind of a mess. So I think you can discourage the ants from coming in there and making sort of a mess around maybe dried food or something that you have by spraying some undiluted vinegar outside the doorway and outside the window sills where the ants and stuff can come in, and around the appliances is also. And wherever you see pests coming in, I think that's a good place to spray. So the undiluted vinegar, they didn't say anything about water on this one. The straight undiluted vinegar around those areas there will keep those pests from coming in. I think that's a pretty good tip.
You said you got the bugs bugging?
Yep. Bugs and bugs.
How about how ridiculous was that? Ole Miss had the FBI come in and do a sweep of the football facility when Lane Kiffin left to make sure there were no bugs in there. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You think the guy's gonna leave some bugs in there as so they could hear what you're saying? That would be some level of low right there. I don't think they found any bugs in there, though.
The
guy said he got on his knees. He was on there looking on the table for bugs. Good night. What has college sports turned into? All right, that's it for today's show. We'll get out of the way. We'll make way for the Gary Harris show. Be back tomorrow bright at 7 a.m. ready to roll. Chase, have a good rest of your day, and guys, keep it tuned in for Gary here from 9 to 11. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.